Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. Today's guests are a power couple in the ministry. He's a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and holds two Masters of Business Administration degrees from Regis University in Finance and International Business. He's an international pilot for United Airlines, a certified aircraft safety officer, an accident investigator, and has received several national safety awards, including the President's Safety Award for Excellence. In addition, he is the author of The Common Man's Financial Guide, Making Money Work for You. She is his loving helpmate, a longtime educator who has a Bachelor of Science degree in Computer Science from Rust College and a Master's degree in Computer Science Education from Mississippi State University. She is a singer-songwriter, a former member of the Mississippi Mass Choir, and author of the book, The Holy Spirit, The Person, The Works, Don't Live Without Him. Together, they are the owners of Smith to Smith Financial and Marketer. They serve in the ministry at Changing the Generation, Full Gospel Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Let's welcome today's guests, Donnell Smith and Yolanda True Smith, and I am your host, Jackie Wilson. So we're so excited to have you on the show today. I know you personally because you are my uncle and aunt, but I want the people to get to know you better as individuals and as a couple. Can you share your journey with us?
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for having us on today. We really appreciate it. We feel very honored to be your guest today. Would you say so?
We do really feel honored to be your guest today. We are excited about the assignment that God has given you concerning us in this interview today.
Amen to that.
And especially your network. We really appreciate you out there working hard, bringing the word to so many people through writing and speaking. Yeah. My journey started a long time ago. I tell everybody, I was raised a poor black child in Mississippi. Didn't even know I was poor until I went to college and realized that there are people that were living like the people I saw on television. I'm like, that's real? I thought TV was fake. So through that, I ended up going to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. From there, went to pilot training, became an instructor pilot for the Air Force, went on to fly fighter planes, the F-15 Strike Eagle over in Asia, if you will. And from there, went back to the academy to become a commander of cadets. And that was quite interesting, if I could say so. And when I left there, I went to United Airlines to fly airplanes. But along that journey somewhere, I realized that money had a little mind of its own. And so I had a chance to play around with money a little bit and see how it really works, especially in this country. You know, you hear about the Dow Jones, you hear about the stock market, you hear about all these terms, you're going, what does that really mean? So at some point in my life when things got really bad and money ran away from me instead of towards me, I decided to go back to school and learn about finance. So ended up getting a master's degree in finance and got a second master's degree in international business so I could really understand how it works. And the reason I did all that was because God was leading me where I didn't even know he was taking me at the time, was to help others learn how to do the same thing. And so that they would never have to need or want money again. In other words, he wanted me to show people how to make money work for them. And so in the meantime, when all that was going on, I found this beautiful woman again in my life. We've known each other over 50 years, and we got remarried a few years ago. It's been over a decade now, so it's been an amazing journey. It goes so quickly. You think that you have it all together, and then boom, something happens in your life, and it changes, and then you have to start over again. Well, we started over with each other, and we have had so much fun putting this together as far as what God is doing in our lives. We both are elders at our church. We bring you greetings from the Changing the Generation, Full Gospel Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Paul S. Morton and his wife, Dr. Deborah B. Morton. So we just want to put that out there as an advertisement. If you're in Atlanta, that's where you should go. Would you like to add anything to that point?
Well, just a little bit of a summary of my journey. As he said, we both are from Columbus, Mississippi. We both grew up with parents that were totally interested in rearing their children as God-fearing children that knew who God, you know, is and how to apply him to your life. So we saw each other regularly, as in, I mean, once a week over each other's family, sharing, laughing, talking, eating, but we were never, a dating item. We just knew each other very well, became great friends all the way up until, as he stated, Donnell's first marriage and my first marriage. To even give you more details, I actually was in his wedding and he was in my wedding. Wow. And then as time went on and those particular marriages did not hold out, you know, as it has happened to so many others there, we all went our separate ways, but the Lord bumped us back into each other and showed us that he had a plan for us. And what I love about the journey is how God, as he said in his word, I never leave you nor forsake you. He didn't leave us even though we made mistakes. As we grew in more in him, he began to put us on our real destiny, the one that he had created for us in the beginning. And we began to get on that road of operating in your purpose. And I don't mean our own individual purpose. I mean the purpose that God had for us. So all of the things that we were going through in our individual journey was bringing us to that purpose. Yes. And that's what I'm excited about. So as far as mine, going through college, getting a master's degree, I was in the computer science field. I taught in the college for 18 years, believe it or not. And then God did a spin and brought me into ministry, which was something I never thought about ever. So 2005, licensed minister, 2010, became an ordained elder and went off into the ministry end. And then God pulled the music back that he had me doing all on the side through my life, which was a love of mine. I really love music. And he began to say, okay, we're going to couple ministry with the music. And then went on to writing, you know, a book on the Holy Spirit, which I now know that he wanted to let me know, I'm going to lead you through the rest of your journey. And I have an awesome plan for you. And the awesome plan was to hook up with this wonderful gentleman here. And then we get on our assignment to take every gift and talent that God has given us to use it for the building of his kingdom, and to be led by God, what to do, when to do it, how to do it for his people.
And I love that, because a lot of times we do have our own plans. And even as Christians, we're thinking that we are following God's plan. And he's like, no, you're not following the plan that I really want you to follow. It's usually something that we're running away from, you know, but he brings it back together. He says, you know what? You made that mistake, like you said, and now you're going to really follow the plan that I have for you.
Yeah.
A lot of times we are not aware that he's in the background working. When I first started investing, it was over 43 years ago. I was just 20 years old, and I was looking at these investments going, well, I'm not really sure what I'm doing, but I'm going to try it. And I was successful at it without really knowing what I was doing. So when I went back to school to get these degrees, it was designed to make me understand really what it was all about. But in between that came the time when he called me to minister. And I said, God, I don't want to be a preacher. I said, I could teach a little bit, but I certainly don't want to preach. And so when he called me, I ran. I mean, it took me 3-4 years before I finally said, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? And then when I got to changing the generation, I joined their ministerial classes, became a minister. It took 3 years to do that. So, and then after that, it took another 2 or 3 years to become an elder. So there's a lot of organization in that particular church. But I felt very comfortable in that setting because it felt like I was back in college, you know, learning all about God's word all over again and really experiencing him again for the first time. But then he took the financial piece and combined it with the ministry piece. And he goes, how in the world does God work like this? And it blows me away. So I have to be careful when I talk about finances because it's near and dear to my heart. And a person told me, you get excited, you start talking loud, you start talking fast, nobody can keep up with you. He said, you got to slow that down. So I have to be careful when I speak about finances. So I'll slow that down if we get to that part.
what I really love, though, is I think a lot of people forget that God uses your natural talents, your natural abilities, the things that he has given you for the building of his kingdom. And especially with finance, I know a lot of people like to tiptoe around that subject. Oh, we should be humble people. We shouldn't, you know, focus on money. But it does talk about in the Bible about being a good steward. And you have to be a good steward even over the talents that God give you. And I think a lot of times people forget about that. So if he's given it to you, he wants you to use it for his purpose.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. Well, when I look back, you know, over the stretch, as he began to allow the financial leaves to start sprouting out, or he started budding when it concerned the financial end, he would begin to tell me things like, okay, now we got to start watching, you know, how we're spending money. I'm like, he wasn't talking about this before. He started saying, oh, we need to kind of look at what we're doing over here. And you know what? I want to start putting money every month into investing. And boy, his investment cap just started, you know, he started putting on that investment cap, and all day long, every day when he wasn't, you know, working as flying as a pilot, if he was home, it was all about the finances, you know, trying to work what God was. He was like, God's giving me this formula. You know, he was all excited, and all I'm thinking is, where's the money? You know, I want to see it. You know, you know, what are you talking about? You got it over there. I want it over here. You know, I want to see it. So what God had to start doing for me was to teach me how to trust him in doing what God was telling him to do, and to get on the bandwagon. Because I feel one of the hardest things for us as wives to do is when your husband begins to change to something different and what we've been doing before, especially if it's going to make changes in the way that we may want to do some things, like shop less or something like that, or shop at appointed times and not just be loose and free and be a good steward of the money that God's giving you. Sometimes we don't really want to flow with that. Mm-hmm. But I am so glad that I have learned by God, by the Holy Spirit talking to me. I'm not going to sit here and say every time he says something, I go, yes, sir, master, you know, something like that. No, I'll go, wait a minute now. Let me talk to the Lord about that one, because I don't know. But the Lord has taught me how to listen to it, talk to him about it, and he will tell me, go on, flow with that, because you don't know what I'm working on. It's also taught me, don't despise small beginnings. Okay. Because in the beginning, it looks like nothing. Also, don't despise relationships that God is bringing to you, and don't judge the people. You know, you may look at them and think maybe, you know, oh, what in the world? You know, I don't understand. Should I, you know, stop and really, you know, get into this? It's everybody's precious. He created everybody with a purpose. So you can't judge the book by the cover. You don't know who you're talking to. So these relationships are wonderful. And I've just learned so much in the journey with this man here for 10 years, you know, how treasure the relationships, don't despise a small beginning, and let's flow with the Holy Spirit. That's what God gave to me, was a time in learning to listen and obey, you know, the Holy Spirit. What he's working with me now on is how get faster and faster with the move of what he tells us. Because, you know, sometimes we're doubting, and God, show me 35 signs, you know, before I can move, you know, and stuff like that, you know. Now, you know, say, hey, show me it's you, and help me to move, you know, expeditiously, because I want everything that he has for us and for his people. So we've got to let him sharpen that for us. And I've learned that through the book he gave me, you know, the Holy Spirit, the person, the works, don't live without him. You know, he's saying, hey, I got this awesome life for you where I use you in a mighty way to build the kingdom. Don't live without that. Don't forfeit, you know, what I have for you. And again, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you. They're for good and not for evil. Therefore, you're expected in. God has an expected end for all of his people. Yes. So Donnell and I are just, as one of the songs, one of these young people said, we're living your best life. We're just trying to live our best life God's way, because nothing can top that, nothing. So we're moving on, you know, from the book, trying to live that, what God taught, you know me, in the book, live that, and then apply that now to not just taking the word out to his people, but now into the music that he gave me. One of the things that I loved to do back as a child was write jingles. I love jingles. So now God has given me the opportunity to write jingles for businesses or for church mottos or slogans. That's one of the things that we do in our business, Smith to Smith. and then actually writing for the songs that he's given me to put on my project. So it's just a blessing.
Yeah, and I love how you all support each other. Like, you're both dreaming, you're both receiving from God, and you're both providing support for one another. And you're not competing, and actually your different ministries are actually complementing each other in different ways. How does it feel when you both are invited to conferences? How do you all work that out?
Well, it depends on what they want. If they want some fire and they want some power, I said, babe, you got it. You can take this one. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it. If they want maybe some teaching and learning about finances and something a little bit more laid back, then I usually take the lead on those. It just depends on what the conference is. Sometimes we get both. If they give us 2 or 3 days to work with them, we'll both work with them. And so mm-hmm. then it becomes really a lot more fun, because then the singing comes into play. So she'll get to do maybe a mini concert for the conference, and then she'll get a chance to preach, where I'll get a chance to not only teach, but I'll get a chance to do some one-on-one training with the people and really make a difference in their lives. So the whole goal is to take God's word and make it come alive. In other words, we want his word to be something, not something that you just hear and read, but something that you also do. So that's the beauty of us working together. And that's the beauty of us going there together, because now we make practical application of his word. Because when she preaches, it's very practical. I mean, you can take take the story of Job, for instance. You know, you take that story, you say, well, I've had some trouble in my life, but you never had trouble like Job. Job has serious trouble. Now she takes that and breaks it down to a place where now you understand you're not alone. You don't have to do this alone. God is with you. All you got to do is turn to him. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. And she takes that, and she can take that and make it so practical that you have no excuses for not excelling in your life from that point on.
And I love that fact that you add about practicability, because a lot of people think, oh, this is spiritual, this is so above, I can't obtain this. But there are very practical aspects to God's word. And you have to be practical to actually input it into your life. You can't just be like, I'm in the Holy Spirit all the time. No, I need you to go over there, work, make some money, sow into the church, right? So a lot of people forget about those practical aspects. And I do definitely see that with your relationship, that you are inputting those practical aspects throughout your ministry. And it helps people, because a lot of times people are looking for tips. Sometimes it's 1, 2, 3, and some people may think that's not enough, but it may be enough just to boost, you know, that person to that next level. So I absolutely love that.
Well, just to give you an example, first of all, our slogan that we love to say is we're better together. Mm. So there are things that he does, you know, well, and things that I do well, and we are able to pull those things together to get things done whenever we're going places. He's excellent at PowerPoint, and as he tells me, I'm excellent at critiquing and having my head over his shoulder. Babe, go over there, move it that way, put it in the center. Babe, oh, babe, you gotta do it. Oh, babe, gotta add it. You know, and he'll go, you're driving me crazy. But when we finish with it, when God finishes with what I say and what he says and what I do and what he does, is so awesome and excellent. So we're better together. And what I also love is with this music ministry, me doing this CD project, this 10-song project, he has been there. You would think that he had a musical, you know, component inside of him as well, because he is right there. You know, he wants to be at the practices. He wants to be at the designing table. He's right there, you know, saying, hey, let's finance this. Let's put this in there. He's right there. He's never said to me, now look, now, we're going to have to let that go and get on over here and do something. No, he's always supporting me. It is just such a blessing. And then I mentioned to you how when we're on the road, if it's him and I travel with him, then my support is I'm praying, you know, like I'm losing my mind, you know, for the Lord to build him up and be able to do whatever needs to be done. And I'm going to tear down the devil on the spiritual end and then do whatever I need to do for him. If, you know, I want to serve him, I want to be able to help get his clothes together, get whatever he needs so he can be calm and let God use him in a mighty way. And then when it's my turn, he's doing the same. Oh, can I get you some tea? Can I do this? Can I, what do you need me to do? You want to shoot it over to me? And I add some little cute little graphics to it. You want me to do? It's just so awesome, you know, to be able to be there for each other. And what's even more awesome is I know that there are plenty teams that have some of the same stuff that we have. And we're praying for them and asking people to pray for us, because, you know, the enemy wants nothing more than to tear up everything that God is building up. So we have to be very mindful and in tune for the Holy Spirit to tell us, now that's stupid. Don't even pay that any attention. You know that ain't God. Keep on moving. You know, keep on going. You know, it's crazy. We'll say to me, now you know that ain't nothing but the devil. Don't even pay any attention. We God has us on a mission, and we got to move for the building of the kingdom. And then the I guess one of the most awesome things to see, as I had mentioned to you in the past, was when we're on the road together and I'm watching God just flow through this man and use him in such an awesome way. Whoa, that's my husband. Glory to God. You know, just excited, you know, to be able to say God gave him to me. You know, and then he says to me when I'm up, how, you know, he sees God moving. We know that it is not the power that's within us that's doing this. We know it is all God. We are not spring chickens, you know. We got a little bit of numbers on us. So we're grateful to be used by God in such an awesome way in your over 50 years. It's a blessing. So it's what people say, what God has for you is really for you. Mm-hmm. We are examples of that. You know, over 50, and look at what he's doing. And he's continuing to open doors for us. And it's not so that we can just grin and tell the world what's going on with us, but it's so that we can be able to tell the world, look at what God has done. And if he's done it for us, he'll do it for you. And then we want to make sure we do all we can to please him and let him know how much we appreciate what he's doing with us.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of iron sharpens iron. And that's what you all do for each other. I love that. I want to segue at this point, and I want you all to both talk about your projects. You have a book, and both of you all have books, and then there's also the CD. In addition, there is a workbook as well. Can you tell everybody about the various projects that you all have been working on?
All right, I'll go first if that's okay.
Oh, that's
fine. All right. Well, it's amazing how when you, God has worked with you and you didn't even realize what he was doing, like I said before. And then a time comes in your life when you actually have to put that to use. Mm-hmm. And you realize that he's been training you the whole time anyway. You just didn't realize it. And he does it in such a practical way that it's almost insidious. And you get there, you go, and you look back on it and you see what he's done and you go, wow. And you just stand in amazement of God all over again. It brings tears to your eyes. And there was a time in my life when everything had fallen apart. I mean, if it could have gone wrong, it went wrong. This was about 15, 16 years ago. Everything was in the dumpster. I mean, 9/11 had happened. We had taken this huge pay cut at work. They had killed our pensions. We were not going to get a pension. And the money that God had blessed me with, it was gone. It was basically gone. I was left with about maybe $4,000 in a 401k and about $84,000 in debt. So, you know, that ratio is not a very good ratio. And with a 62% or more pay cut and reduced work, now your pay is less. But God says, I'm sufficient for you. You don't need anything else. You have me. Yeah. Besides, I've already set you up for. He says, take a look up. He said, can you look down? I said, no, ain't nowhere to go from here. There's no more down from here. He said, well, look up. He says, what do you see? I said, Lord, I see endless possibilities. And so he started putting this book inside of me at that point. He said, do this, do this, do this. And there was just little things. And I started reading about the great financial minds of our time. I started reading every book I could get my hands on. And if I could afford the book, I go to the library and rent it, because you can go to the library, not rent it, but check it out. You can check books out of the library for free. I realized that. So that's a resource. So I started doing that. And slowly, little by little, I started using the techniques of all these great men and women that had put their financial lives on a power surge, if you will. I mean, they were like really doing things in a great way for the world to see. People like Warren Buffett, people like Robert Kiyosaki, people like Tony Robbins, people like Joel Greenblatt. I can go on and on with the names of the authors I read, you know, Kimbrough. I mean, just name after name. Even Donald Trump wrote some books out there, and I read some of his. But I put all that together using those techniques and things I had done before, and all of a sudden, the future look a little brighter. You know, sometimes you're doing that, you go, wow, that's a little brighter. And it got brighter and brighter and brighter. And as I went forward year after year, it took about 4 years and I realized, wow, this thing really works. And then I did some calculations and I realized that what I heard on television about the average return that people were getting on their money, you know, most people say 7 to 10% is a good return on a year over year basis. Well, my returns were exceeding 30 and 40%. And I go, well, why aren't they talking about this on television? Because I know people are doing at least what I'm doing, but they never discussed it. It wasn't even part of the conversation. And I asked questions like, why is that? They said, well, we're not allowed to say anything above about 9%. I said, why is that? They said, because there's no guarantees. I said, but there are companies that have been around forever. All you have to do is invest in those great companies and you buy the stock that they share with you, the common stock, you buy it on some little bit of bad news. And guess what? Usually when you do that, you get the thing at a discount. I tell everybody, when you go shopping and you have two prices, the same product, would you buy it on sale or would you pay the full price? And what most people say, you know, when women go shopping, you all like those buy one, get one free. You like the 30% off. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You take your coupons. I said, this is like shopping with coupons. But you got to realize, I was thinking ahead of the future. I'm thinking forward, not where I am right now. I'm thinking 10 years down the line, 20 years. I want to be able to retire. I couldn't see myself retiring with that little $4,000. How can you retire with $4,000? You can't. Now you're stuck on welfare or Social Security or something that you don't want to live on. I've been there already. I grew up a little bit poor. So I was like, that's not where I want to go. But God's word was, he said, my grace is sufficient. And so I said, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to do it your way. And after 4 years, things were looking so good. He said, why don't you share this with your friends? You know what happens when you share with your friends. They don't always listen, right? So I started sharing with people I didn't really know. And they listened. And then they were successful. So I kept doing that over and over, just sharing. And one day somebody said, well, what do you charge? I said, I don't charge anything. It came to me free. I'm giving it to you free. But then as I went to school and learned more and more and found out that you should, you know, value your, you know, your knowledge and your experience and things like that, maybe you should. So I started a little business and started charging people just a minor amount of money just to help them. And I filled up so fast that they called me into the Secretary of State's office and said, what are you doing and how are you doing it? Because people's returns are so huge. They were like, how are you doing this? And I had hit the threshold of $25 million before I knew it. I had that much money that I was working with, helping people, over $25 million. And at that point, you need to go to the next level, which is the national level, which is $100 million. So I just stopped. I just stopped helping. And they said, well, when you're ready to start your business back, here are some books and things that'll help you. This is in the Secretary of State's office, the lawyers all around and everybody. And they gave it to me and said, when you're ready to start, here's some things that can help you. So God allowed us to build a team of people. And we put a team together of wonderful young men that are helping us. And then we started the business up this year and it's done great. We've already come back to 25 million, looking to be at 100 million by next May of the people that we're helping. And we have over 13, I think we've made 13 or 14 millionaires in the last 4 years. And of that, we have about 8 of them are multimillionaires that we've made, and we're still managing their money. And then they're coming on every day. I mean, it's hard even, you can't even close the floodgates because they're open now. Because we're talking to a lot of people, sharing with a lot of people, family members, nieces and nephews, you know, helping them. And even our grandchildren are part of it, you know. And we just love the fact that we can help our church members. We can help our neighbors. We can help our friends. We can help people that are strangers. We can help them as well. And all it is a matter of how do you get your arms around this thing we call investing here in the United States. And you know it goes from real estate, it goes to taxation, it goes to tax mitigation, it goes to so many different areas, including the stock market and things like that, bonds and things of that nature too. So it's just a lot. But I put it in the book. Somebody said, Danell, you're telling me all of this. He said, why don't you just write a book? I said, you know what? That's a good idea. So it took about a year to write. And God was so gracious that he allowed me to finish the book on a period of time when I was supposed to take a trip somewhere from San Francisco to Hawaii. And I ended up, the trip got canceled. They said, well, we just want you to stay in San Francisco. Well, I had 4 whole days in the hotel with access to all this computer equipment and everything. and was able to finish the book in 4 days when I needed the book to be done that week, as a matter of fact. Wow. So God's really good how he works, and he operates amazingly. So we finished the book, and then we went all over the world. We've been teaching the book all over the world, and it's just been a lot of fun. It's been a great journey, and Yolanda's been with me every step of the way. And the other day was so funny. She was talking to someone, and I'm like, you sound like me when you're talking about finances in the book. She said, well, I heard you so much. I've listened to you for so long. I know what I'm talking about now.
It's so, a blessing to be a blessing, as they say.
So she sounds like me, and I'm like, okay, this is good. This is really good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's how my book came along, and that's what happened. Someone said, why don't you write a book? And I said, you know what, you're right. And then the workbook came about because there's so many people that even after they read the book, they still are like, I don't know what to do first. Mm-hmm. Well, the workbook walks you through it step by step by step, and it gives you milestones along the way and little tests along the way. And then, you know, it's a place where you can call me and ask questions. You know, of course, all my information is in there. So you could call me, call the company now. It's called Seraphim Wealth Advisors. Mm-hmm. And you know, the name Seraphim means, you know, angel. And it's the archangels, the ones that really are protectors. And we call ourselves the protectors of the people's wealth. And I ran that by her. She loved it. The guys loved it, you know, that I work with. And so it's been so much fun since we started. So we're having a great time.
And in the midst of all that, Yolanda, you're still promoting your book, your CD. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, as I stated, you know, everything that we go through, it has a reason. God's going to take anything and it's going to be used for your good. So mm-hmm. I didn't know it was building me up from learning how to live my life my way to learning how to live my life his way. So when you know, hindsight's always 20/20, I can go back and say, wow, I saw God's hand, you know, just maneuvering me around and pulling and pushing me in the direction because he wanted me to learn how to understand the actual job of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit wants nothing more than to help us and to guide us into the things that God has for us. He just wants to talk to you and lead you and guide you. But if you have not been taught that, you know, somewhere in your life and gotten the opportunity to let God show you that it can be tested and proven, then you don't know. So that's the thing that he did for me. I can go back and look at so many situations in my life where I realized that, hey, I need to turn to God for this. And when I would have my talk with God, the Holy Spirit would tell me exactly what to do. And then when I did it, I got the victory. Okay, so I got the victory, so he had me to write it down and to take this book and explain it in the phases that he wanted. The first part of the book is just defining who the Holy Spirit is and how you can allow him to work in your life and discipline yourself to answer. And then the last part was God taking me back, this was so awesome, through my life and showing when I found out who he was, how I began to start seeing him come in and work, and the book just explained it all. So I put that out, and people have said, oh, it's a blessing to me. I've learned so much. I've had people to call me and say, hey, I'm going to do like you did in that book, you know, and I'm going to see what the Lord has for me. It's such a great feeling. So that was the first actual part where he began to take the gifts and began to put them out for others so that it can, you know, affect their lives and change their lives. So after the Holy Spirit, here comes him pulling the music back in. And as I said, I've always loved singing and didn't realize that God was creating a songwriter in me, or as I say, awakening the songwriter mm-hmm. in me. I used to do it when I was little, but I didn't know what I was doing. So here we go, did a CD in, you know, 2003, and God blessed me to write on that project. Well, now he's ready to move again. And I had a stack of songs. I had a stack of thoughts, okay? But he wanted to take me in to have time with him so he can tell me what he wanted on this project and how he wanted the project to be. So to be able to just spend that time with God, and he gave me, was it 8 songs, his way, he began to bring in a producer that, you know, has been down this road before, that was able to look and say, do this, do that, do the other, be able to go and take me to where the live musicians were, the musicians to put the live music on it instead of simulated music. I mean, God transformed it from where I had taken it to where I thought, you know, it was pretty good. But God was like, girl, you ain't seen nothing yet when I get through with this thing. He changed all simulated music to live music, to a known producer, to, I mean, wonderful, to the photo shoot for it. I mean, God just does stuff in the way that we could never do. His ways are not our way, you know, his thoughts are not our thoughts. So what he had for that project was phenomenal. And the greatest thing that I keep telling myself, it wasn't really for me, it's for his people. It's to change lives. So actually learning how to talk to the Holy Spirit and then listen to the Holy Spirit, but the most important of it all, obey the Holy Spirit, get to those phenomenal things that God has. So now the project will be, we pray we'll be finishing up in July and January to get it out for the new year. It sounds phenomenal. It is such a blessing. And I know it's going to bless God's people. So that's where he has me now, along with something that I love, as I mentioned, the jingle writing, to have the opportunity to write jingles for some people that are out in, you know, the social media and in the top in their particular game in ministry and in entertainment, to do some jingles for some of those people and for the people that we see every day in business and in churches has been a blessing. I love it. So that, again, is a part of some of the businesses that God has been birthing in us. The background of it is my parents, my mom's maiden name was Smith, and then, you know, Dunnell's a Smith. And so we said Smith to Smith Enterprises, going back to my roots. So Smith to Smith Enterprises, birthed through God touching us and the gifts that we have. We do the jingles. We're able, you know, to just do anything that anyone needs on encouraging them with whatever God has in you to be able to birth that, to be whatever God has in you. So we're excited about that. And Dunnell can tell us also trucking. Businesses that they were birthing us.
Yeah, we forgot about that. we started a few businesses during coronavirus. One was we decided to go into business with a friend of ours and purchase one of the semi tractor trailers. It was a big monster of a trailer. It was one of the biggest ones out there with a big sleeper on the back, and got a driver in it now, and it's driving all over the country delivering goods and services to people. And so that's one business. So we're gonna be looking at buying more trucks in January. So we're looking excited about that, you know, expand and scale that business up. The other business was a lashing business. You know, ladies like to have beautiful eyelashes. So we invested and pulled some investors together and helped that business get off the ground. So we have just been having a lot of fun during the pandemic, even because we're at home and all our, you know, juices are flowing as far as the, you know, the creative side. You know, I didn't even know I had a creative side. I was always, you know, more, you know, numbers. You know, hit the numbers and make them work. But, you know, this young lady here, she brings it out of me. So it's all good. And so we work together on all of those things, those projects, and they're all doing well. So we're excited. And even the investors got paid during the pandemic. And we weren't sure that was going to happen because of all the shutdowns that we had. So just having them get their money back was a blessing.
I think you're as a couple, I think you all truly are a testament of how the Holy Spirit can work in your life if you allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life.
Amen.
Jackie, one thing I would like to make sure that the viewers will get from this, age doesn't matter when God fulfills his promises. You know, don't think that all the mistakes I've made or the things I've done have canceled out what God has for you. He can work through all of those things, and he can still develop in you everything that he said that's in you. He can bring it out, and you can enjoy what he has for you no matter what that age is, because all you're doing now is just walking out what he has in you. And it's been some challenges, because I've been actually given some music and say, hey, take this music and take your songwriting ability and go over there and do that and come, let me see what you got. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, but then I have to tell myself, God says it's in me. It's no pressure. It shouldn't be pressure on me, because I need to take it to the master.
Right.
And then the master's gonna handle the job. It's not my battle, it's the Lord's. And once I continue to remind myself of that, you know, I can get that peace and going into the room and getting the pen you know, and just going into talking to God, and then he'll just give it to me. And then I'm recording it or I'm writing it down. So it's not me, it's God. And that's what I love about it. And he's going to do it because he loves his children. And if he gave us the gift, he's going to work that gift if we all allow him to.
Amen.
Amen to that. I just want to share a few things that I received from your testimonies, because that's what they are. Your statements are testimonies to what God can and will do in your life if you allow him to work in your life. One of the things that you really emphasize is, you know, you will make mistakes, but those mistakes will not, you don't have to let those mistakes keep you down. You know, you can realign yourself with God and allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life. But if you keep going down that path, you're going to keep getting what you're getting, you know? Mm-hmm. So you have to make that conscious decision and not just hear the Holy Spirit, but be obedient to the Holy Spirit. And I think that is just so important for people to hear, especially as young adults. People need to hear that, because if you can start early in that walk, so much better and so much more God will fulfill in your life, you know, as you get older. But like you said, age it doesn't make a difference. If you just start allowing God to work in you where you are, he can certainly, you know, create these blessings in your life that you never imagined that you could receive. And then not only that, you're being a blessing to other people because you're really allowing him to use you. And I just think that is just so wonderful. We're going to start wrapping up, but please tell the people how they can find your books, how they can find your CD, how they can connect with you on social media, websites. Just give them all the information so they can connect with you.
Jackie, I just have when you mentioned the things that God has for you, my scripture that I tell myself is that he'll give us exceeding abundantly.
Yes.
Above all we could ever ask or think. So I remember several years ago when I caught a hold to that scripture. And it said, according to the power that works within, you know, you. So I'm like, God, help me work on this, you know, increasing in me that I can believe that I can get that kind of power, you know, by being connected with you. So I can have exceeding abundantly. So the little things that I can imagine and think is nothing compared to what you've already planned for Donnell and I, you know, what you've planned for us. So I just want to stay connected with you because you're the man, Jesus. You're the man.
Well, here's the CD. This is what the cover will be. And you can get this starting in January, probably the mid-January. We're finishing up the last few things with the studio and things of that nature. But the project is complete. It's just a matter of getting it out now. So I think the release date is like January 20th, 15th to 20th, somewhere in there. So about the third week in January, you should find this on Amazon Music, Apple Music, Pandora, you know, Spotify. It'll be on all platforms. And the name of the CD is called God Is. And if you think about what God is to you, God is my everything. God is my all in all. God is the Holy Spirit. God is the one that we rely on for everything that goes on in our life. God is. Yes. So that's what the project's all about. My book is called The Common Man's Financial Guide. Financial literacy is what it's really all about. It's teaching the people, the common man. I mean, the person that you see every day, that I walk around and see every day, teaching them how to make money work for them. It's basically trying to give your money a job. That's what we're trying to do. You're trying to give your money a job. If you can give your money a job, at some point, your money will make more money than you can actually make in 1 year. Mm-hmm. And you know that? And once your money is making more than you can make in a year, you basically are retired. Now, you're working because of the love of the work that you do at that point. Because that's what a blessing it is to have your money go to work for you. But you can start small and it's okay. Now, it can be found in Amazon Books. And then the company is called Seraphim Wealth. So you can go there if you want to get more information. That's the best place to go to get more information. And we have classes that will start about the third week in January as well. And you can just email us at edsmith@seraphimwealth.com. If you want to get start it now, even. We can start setting up appointments, and you can just send me an email, and then we can set an appointment up. We already have people signed up for this class. The classes are filling up, so we're excited. We can handle about maybe 300-400 people at one time in the classroom. Right now, we're doing seminars with 100,000 people online. So when that happens, we know that we can't have that many in a class, but the people that are interested in joining the classes certainly can first come, first serve. They last 6 weeks, and we'll do several of them during the month. Yolanda's book is called?
The Holy Spirit, the Person, the Works. Don't Live Without Him.
And you can find that on?
All the mediums.
All the mediums out
Amazon,
there.
Amazon, Walmart, all of those different. It's on all those mediums.
Yeah. Books A Million, Barnes and Noble, all of that. My book's on Barnes and Noble as well, and so forth and so on. So just give us that information, whatever you need.
When the Lord got ready for us to start going on that international tour, we were told, hey, I can see that, you know, you guys are anointed and God is using you, and I want to take you on, you know, to some other countries. He said, but you got to have product. So Elder Smith, you got to get that book complete. And then Elder Smith talking to me, you got to get a song, that music ministry, a song release. So that's how God pushed us to completing those projects to get started. So it's amazing. He came, put the opportunity on the table. So we had to move toward what he had for us. And it was just awesome. You know, we can look back and say, whoa, God, you know, pushed us into it, pushed him into the book, pushed me into that first single to get started. So he's a mighty God, and
Amen.
He does great things for us. And I'm so glad that we are learning, you know, how to walk in what he's given us. And no matter what challenges come, because there have been some challenges in the last couple of years. My father passed, my aunt came and lived with us, and then she passed. So even though all of that's been going on, and sometimes I might not want to move, you know, he'll keep saying, girl, you better come on. You gotta stay in me and let me lead you and guide you and carry you. You know, that footstep poem, you know, that time when you saw one set of steps, there's been times he's had to carry me. But guess what? He's getting me where we need to be. And I'm excited about that.
Yes. Any more final words as we wrap up?
Yeah, I just want to put a special thanks out to our regional bishop, Bishop Clayton Johnson. They call him the Miracle Man. He's been largely pushing, and he's been behind us, meeting some great people over the time and going to these several countries that he has churches all over the world and relationships with people from prime ministers in different countries, prime ministers of Thailand, people like that, people that are in Germany and Italy and France and England, you know, and then we've got all the Caribbean islands we've had a chance to go and visit. So he's introduced us to great people like Noel Jones and Bishop Kevin Adams and people like that. And we just had a wonderful time. I mean, you know, who knows what's next? You know, we're looking forward to it, sharing and trying to help people. That's the goal. If we can help people along the way, then we feel like our labor has not been in vain. And so that's the goal. So we want to put a special thanks out to him and also to our pastor, Bishop Paul Morton, and to his lovely, wonderful wife and co-pastor, Pastor Dr. Deborah B. Morton out of New Orleans. And so they've allowed us to minister to their people as well. So we thank God for that, because that's, you got to start, and it's best to start at home. And it's always nice to start with your loved ones. And I love my nieces and nephews who are part of this as well, and helping them get going. And some of them are so excited. You wouldn't even believe the excitement they have. And I can't wait for the grandsons to grow up and talk to us about it. They don't know what's going on yet. They just know Pop-Pop and Grandma Yo-Yo are around helping them with different things. They don't really know what's happening. But we know they'll be the first billionaires in the family. They're probably most likely to be the first billionaires. Not that that's some people might say that's a bad thing, but I don't. I think that's wonderful, because think about all the patriarchs in the Bible. They were all rich, but they didn't use their riches in the inappropriate manner. Mm-hmm. They did it to show God's love to others, and that's what we're doing as well. We want to do the same.
Yeah, well, as he was thanking, you know, all the people that God has just placed in our lives, I just want to go back and just be thankful for the parents that we had. The parents that were so in love with Jesus, you know, that they prayed for us, And we're living off of those prayers and their connection with God. And I just want to be able to let parents know how important it is to be praying for your children. Really. Especially when they've left you and gone on their own and they think they know what they're doing, okay? You know, that we need to just keep praying for them, you know, knowing that, you know, God has loosed his angels to take charge over them, and they're kept kids and they don't even know it, some of them, you know? So just excited about God's way and instilling that in our children, our families and friends. You know, God is awesome. And I'm thankful for this opportunity, praying that the words that God has allowed to come out of our mouths will be able to change lives of the ones that hurt us and enrich and encourage them. Thank you so much, Jackie.
And thank you for being our guest today. I mean, there has been a wealth of knowledge shared today. Everybody should walk away with something. And so I'm just so grateful that you had the opportunity to come on CWS and share with the people what God has done in your life. So we're going to end our interview here. Thank you all so much for watching. This has been CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And until next time, God bless.
God bless. God bless.